Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, arrests in connection with the murder of Lyra McKee in Derry will have the latest. Warnings from retailers to start Christmas shopping early this year, but are they right? We'll have more on that news that the Gardaí exhumed the body of a baby linked to the 1984 Kerry Babies case. How has the pandemic impacted other vaccination programmes here? We'll hear from the HSE's Dr. Lucy Jessop. How green is your period? Every year we dump 200,000 tonnes of period product waste into landfill. Writer Linnea Dunn may have a solution. Businesses are concerned about a massive new Amazon warehouse coming to Ireland. Brian O'Connell has been finding out why, and tapas and churros, why we're travelling with our taste buds to Spain. Text us this morning, 51551. Email today, cb@rte.ie, or on Twitter, we are at Today with Claire. First to news from Derry this morning, that four men have been arrested in connection with the murder of journalist Lyra McKee in April of 2019. With more on the story, I'm joined now on the line by Alison Morris, crime correspondent with the Belfast Telegraph. Good morning, Alison.
Good morning.
Listeners will remember that Lyra McKee was shot dead while she was observing rioting in 2019 in April of that year. What can you tell us about this news today? The four men who've been arrested this morning in connection with her murder.
So this morning, police have said that they have arrested these four men, aged 19, 20, 21 and 33. All of those men were arrested in the Derry area under the Terrorism Act, and all four are currently in Musgrave Serious Crime Suite, where they will be questioned. The Detective Superintendent Jason Murphy, who's leading the investigation, said the arrests were the culmination of a detailed 2-year investigation, and he also thanked the local community, who he says have supported the police service throughout the course of the protracted investigation.
You mentioned that they were arrested under the Terrorism Act, Alison. How significant is that?
Well, it's significant in lots of ways, in the fact that that allows police to hold these people for quite a significant length of time. After 48 hours, they'll have to apply to a judge for an extension if they want to hold them any longer. But after that, they can periodically apply for extensions up to if they want, 14 days in order to question them. I think that something else it's quite significant is the age of the suspects in this case. You know, the age of them, the oldest is 33 and the youngest just 19. Bear in mind that Lyra McKee was killed in April 2019. That would have made that person 17 at the time of that killing. You know, I think that, you know, there's a wider picture here too that needs to be looked at in terms of the grooming of young men specifically in the Northwest, and how so many of them are being sort of recruited into being supporters of these organisations at a time when they should have been born into peace.
And one man has already been charged in connection with Lyra's murder.
Yeah, Paul McIntyre, who's from the Craigan, has been charged in connection with the murder. He denies the charges. There was another man charged in connection with Radis behaviour and associated offences on that night. And last June, police had a significant boost to their investigation when they recovered the weapon that was used in the murder. That was found last June during searches in Derry, and that contained DNA evidence. And I think that has given quite a significant uplift to this investigation.
Okay, and obviously we'll have to wait and see what happens, but you expect the detention term to be extended because, as you said, the Terrorism Act is being used here.
What we don't know is why these men have been arrested and what evidence police are going to put to them. If this is based on intelligence evidence, then you can expect that they won't be held for long at all. But if new forensic evidence or indeed new witness evidence has come forward, well, then I think we'll probably see these arrests being held for longer than the 48 hours that they're allowed to. In a lot of cases, you know, we see people bringing people in for questioning and they're released quite quickly. That's usually because that would have been based on intelligence provided by the public or from other sources. And so we'll have to just wait and see how long the police hold them, and then we'll know whether or not new evidence has came to light of a significant nature that would allow further charges in this case. Remember, there was a large disturbance that night. So as part of the investigation, the police are also looking at people who were involved in that riot, that general riot that was taking place in the Craigan that evening.
Alison, we'll leave it there for now, but thank you very much for that update. Alison Morris there from the Belfast Telegraph.